This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. We have a full slate tonight. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds is their day-to-day, all the time, keeping it there inventory. If they show it on the website, that means it is in stock. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now then, Monday, things didn't work out the way we normally would have them or hope they would work out. So lately, my guys up north, they've been sort of rattling the cage of one of the fake stream legacy media monoliths out there, because once again, they published a little bit of fake news, a little bit of lies and everything else. So to fully deconstruct that and pull us apart in ways that are, only we can do, I am joined tonight by Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrilli of ArbalistQuarrel.com.
How are you doing, Bill?
Guys?
Great to be here.
I'm doing. Yes, sir. I hear something else in the background, too. Is that Stephen?
Me too. Yeah. I'm here and I'm ready to go. I'm locked and loaded.
There you go. You have written an article in relation or in response to a New York Times article.
That is correct.
And let me tell you briefly what it's about. So you guys listening in might want to keep tuned to this radio show, because this is important. This is just the tip of the iceberg. It's just a continuation of what the fake media, the New York Times especially, but not only the New York Times, all of the liberal papers, wherever you live, are espousing, because they think they can get away with it. It's sort of like the story of the bully that pushes the little guy in the schoolyard, not expecting the little guy to push back. Well, we decided that we're going to stop pushing back. And we invited the authors of this New York Times article that wrote a piece about the Bronx Lebanon hospital shooting incident by a Henry Bello. And instead of pointing out both sides of the story, and instead of providing accurate information about firearms and other aspects of this shooting, they did what they continue to do. They projected a one-sided story, and basically it came down to, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it must be an assault rifle. So they blame the gun. They didn't talk anything about the fact that the hospital had lousy security, that this guy was able to walk into this hospital wearing a white doctor's coat, concealing a regular size rifle. They didn't talk about that. They didn't talk about the fact that, what if someone in the hospital, a law-abiding citizen, perhaps a doctor, a nurse, an administrator, or even a law-abiding individual visiting the hospital, was licensed to carry a gun and took the guy out before he shot a doctor and shot six other people. So Roger and I and our other partner, Vinny, we got together and we said, okay, this is enough. We are going to do what we can as three guys with our little website to start monitoring the New York Times and elsewhere as well, CNN if possible, ABC, any mainstream media, and say, okay, when we find inaccuracy, total inaccuracy, especially when it's regarding ballistics information, when it's about firearms and other aspects, we're going to try our best to tell the truth. And Bill, I want to commend you. We know that you invited the authors of this New York Times article to appear on your show, give equal time, and to defend their article. So you would think this bully, okay, these bullies, the New York Times, having done what they did, now being invited to the schoolyard, to start, hey, we're ready to push you back. All right, tell us your story. We're going to tell you ours. I'm assuming you haven't heard from them, right, Bill?
No, I called Al Baker. He was one of the authors. I think the other guy's name was what, Montero or something like that?
Yeah, Mark and Phil.
Yeah. I called Al Baker. I didn't get a reply to that, so I sent him an email. I didn't get a reply to that.
Right. Now, I also left two messages personally with both of them, inviting them as well on your behalf. So they got my invitation, your invitation by phone, and your invitation by email. So basically, they're bullies. The New York Times thinks it could get away with it. Well, they're not going to anymore. And I'll let Roger talk about more eloquently the details, but I think that's part of the story. Because when CNN, when NBC, ABC, any of these broadcasts, any of these newspapers report on a story and it's inaccurate and we call them out, you know what? They should have the guts. They should have the chutzpah. I know I have to be careful in how I speak on your program, and I won't get you in trouble, I promise. But they should have the blank, blank, blank to at least take us on. And stand by your article. And if you made a mistake, admit it. But they don't. They don't want to. And I also want to, I'm a little angry at the viewers as well. You know, don't take for granted that the Second Amendment is safe. It's not. It's never safe. We need to be proactive. We need to get involved. And we need to now start the charge for the national carry handgun reciprocity. We need to get this thing rolling now. It's time.
You know, one thing that I also, and I don't know if this got mentioned by the New York Times, but, Henry Bellow was up on a felony charge, and that got plea bargained down, and that's why he was still able to pass an NICS check.
Well, I worked in the court division as a police officer, and I personally experienced so many plea bargains. It's ridiculous. It's one of the reasons why these liberal Democrats, they slap you on the wrist with, the poor guy, he had this problem, that problem. He didn't have a mother. He didn't have a father. You know what? That's part of the problem, too. When someone commits a crime with a gun and it's a violent crime, not someone protecting themselves with a gun, not like that Marine that got arrested in New York because she had a Texas carry and she came to New York and happened to have a gun on her and told the police and they arrested her. That's not a gun crime. That's not a criminal with a gun. I'm talking about a person who uses a gun in the commission of a violent crime against an innocent person. When they are arrested and they go to trial, they should be charged with two charges. One, possession of the gun illegally, and two, whatever the crime is. So if it's a robbery at gunpoint, it's a felony, which is the robbery, and it's also a felony to have a gun in participation of the robbery. Now, what they do is they go in to these liberal district attorneys and courts like Cy Vance in New York City, who wrote that article in the New York Post that we responded to last week, and what they'll do is they'll plea. They'll let the guy plead to the robbery, and they'll drop the gun charge. Well, hello, that don't make sense. And he'll do a year, and then with good time, they'll let him out in 6 months, and he'll be out shooting people again and robbing people and raping people. But we are the only ones to blame. You got to tell your elected official, this has got to stop. Don't complain to us. Don't complain to the NRA. Don't complain to anyone else. Look at yourself. Look in the mirror and say, what did I do today to stop this from happening?
Coming up on the first break when we get back. Yeah, when we get back, we're going to let Roger Katz start to pull this apart in detail. And we're going to deconstruct the building of a false pretense. You can find Roger and Steven at ArborlessQuarrel.com. You can find them at Amoland.com. You can find them here sometime during the week. It used to be Monday, and now we're just loose. We're just flexible. Find him right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I know that there's no such thing as a news organization that does not have some sort of agenda backing them. It would be nice if at least a little honesty could creep in and not everything out there that comes across their bow becomes an opportunity to push a lie. Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. That's 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, one of the best, most comprehensive selections of magazines for your semi-automatic weapon you can find out there in the USA today. If they have it on the website, that means it's in stock. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. The New York Times. The Gray Lady. The National Paper of Record. I actually like their home and garden section. That's probably why I don't ever get angry if I look at it. Because I don't look at any of the lies. But they got a little egregious here with this one. Because this was a guy that could have been stopped. And the tool that he uses, in, you know, they missed so many things on this. Roger, just, I mean, did somebody dictate this to them? Did these guys do any due diligence at all?
You'd begin to wonder, Bill. Before we really zero in on this article, though, let me ask you a question.
Certainly.
What is truth?
If I had to try to put, in my most unbiased way, I would simply put out there that it is a set of circumstances and information based upon known fact.
Well, that's pretty good. That comes close to probably one philosophical definition of it. I took a look at some of our articles going down memory lane, and one article that we wrote almost 3.5 years ago was actually dealing with that very subject, because the motto of our website is a passage, or actually a quote from St. Thomas Aquinas: as a matter of honor, one man owes it to another to manifest the truth. And we attempt to do just that. And the article that we wrote back in February of 2014 dealt with that. We took a passage, actually, when Pontius Pilate had asked Jesus, when Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth." And Pontius Pilate said, "What is truth?" And philosophers have been asking that ever since. And to this day, I think it becomes very, very critical that we get a good handle on it. And I tell you that because the very publication, the mainstream media, New York Times, the most notorious, that really came up with this notion of fake news, which has become a cliche, is the idea behind the fact that there's only one way to get the news, and that's through mainstream media sources. Publications like the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, MSNBC News, CNN, ABC, CBS. Yeah, right, sure. And the idea is we don't want you going to the Internet, talking to the public, because you're not going to get the truth there. What is truth? Well, I took a look at this article, and it follows on the incident that occurred back in June 30th. And the article that appeared in the print edition of the paper was posted on July 4th, Independence Day. Despite strict gun law, doctor was able to buy assault rifle. All right? Now, that was the title of the story. But within the story, they start talking about assault weapons. Now, one statement that they made was this. The reporter said that Bell carried a semi-automatic AR-15, which is Anderson Manufacturing's version of the AR-15, a civilian rifle close in design to the M-16. Well, I don't have a problem with the first part of that assertion. Carried a semi-automatic AR-15, which is Anderson Manufacturing's version of the AR-15. Actually, more particularly, if they bothered to check the site, it's an AM-15 optic-ready 223/556 caliber M4 AR-15 rifle. And if they started with that and then called up Anderson Manufacturing, they would have received a lot more information about the weapon that they were talking about before they went off on a tangent, falling down the rabbit hole, and basically making mincemeat of the truth. look, I don't have a problem with anyone giving me their viewpoint, their opinions about guns, about whether people should be allowed, civilians should be allowed to possess and carry them, whether the Second Amendment should or should not exist. When the newspaper talks about these things, it makes quite a few assumptions. And those assumptions lead to an argument. And the argument leads to a conclusion. And the conclusion is that no one should have a firearm, certainly not a civilian. And case in point, they use the Bello incident to make the point. Well, that's all well and good. The problem is that,
if I may interject, one of the main problems we had was that when they started talking about the high-power cartridge.
Well, I'm going to get to that, Stephen. Okay. You're jumping the gun here.
All right.
So basically what we have is an opinion piece, an editorial that's disguised as a news article. When the newspaper reporters talk about Bello, they're accurate when they say, well, here is an individual. He was an unlicensed, actually, he wasn't a doctor at all because he wasn't licensed to practice medicine. And he went on a shooting rampage in the Bronx Lebanon Hospital after he was either fired or he was strongly induced to resign because of sexual harassment. And, of course, as Billy, as you said, this guy had been convicted of sex crimes before. They were pleaded down, which is kind of interesting. The paper doesn't talk about that. They said,
let me hold you right there at the six crimes they don't talk about because they're coming up on the next break.
All right.
And that part of it, wasn't he fired from this last position because of sexual harassment?
Either fired or, as I said, some paper sources say that he resigned after they said, hey, look, if you insist on staying, then we're going to battle it out in court. That's all, because we don't want you here.
Okay. We will pick it up there when we get back. Lots of things to pull apart with this, but this is the way they develop and try to alter the way the public thinks about guns. They try to influence. They try to set the narrative. We'll be right back. My guests are Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrelli of Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
My problem with them passing laws, so-called gun safety laws, is they never actually stick to them. The people that are actually criminals get off. They just keep me from being able to buy a gun. That's why they're in the way. So, anyway, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, it is exactly what it says. They have every caliber you can imagine, and they always have four or five different items in those calibers on sale on some sort of a special. And if it shows up on the website, it's in stock. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. When we last left off, let's not even call him a doctor. Henry Bello, the murderous hospital guy, he'd been brought up on charges for some sort of sexual crime. He'd plea bargained it down, and then he was getting dismissed from the Bronx Lebanon Hospital, And this was the precipitor to his shooting rampage. Where were you wanting to go with that, Roger?
Yeah, just before we went on the last break, you made a profound comment, Bill, and you were talking about a narrative. And this is what the Time story is all about. It's really a narrative, a fairy tale, really. It brings in certain facts, and then it runs with it to create a story. The argument that they want to put forth, the conclusion of the story is that the New York State Act is a very fine act, but it's not strict enough. And proof of the pudding is the fact of what Bello did. When I looked at this article and as I was reading it, I also found something else that was interesting, and I made it a point of talking about it and making a major theme of the,
before you start on that, can I be Captain Subtext for just a minute on that one statement about how
absolutely.
If they're saying the SAFE Act is not strict enough, then aren't they basically saying, we don't want you to have guns whether you're law-abiding or not. We don't care about that. We don't want you to have guns. That's what we don't want.
Yeah. Basically, that is what it all comes down to. That's their end game, but they can't say that. So what they do is say the state act is as good as far as it goes. They pointed out that some 34 or 35,000 people in the article here have been prevented from obtaining a firearm because some their medical health provider, in accordance with the law, had basically ratted out on them and told the authorities that these individuals are under mental health care, so they can't have a firearm.
Have they been adjudicated as mentally deficient?
Yeah, and now what they're saying is, well, Bello, of course, was clearly mentally ill, but the fact is that there was nothing prior to that, supposedly. The fact that he dragged a woman down the street and would have raped her if he could have gotten away with it, that didn't mean anything. But the fact is that this guy had some serious problems. But you're right about one thing, too, that if the after he committed the crime, if the prosecutor and defense attorney did not plead it down to a misdemeanor, he would never have been able to obtain the gun that he did. But there's a point that I want to make to all of this, because when you read the article, it's very clear that something very insidious and devious is going on. And it's pretty clear from the photographs. You won't see it in the digital copy of the paper. That was actually, the story was actually posted online July 3rd. But in the print edition, they do have one of the photographs. Basically, they're saying that there was more than just one assailant. More than one perpetrator of the crime. And actually, Bello wasn't the main perpetrator. Do you remember a nursery rhyme that you might have read many, many years ago? I certainly did. It was called, "This is the house that Jack built. This is the malt. This is the rat that ate the malt that lived in the house that Jack built. This is the cat yes. that killed the rat that ate the malt." All right. Basically, if you read the story, that's exactly what they're saying. This is the gun. The AM-15 that Anderson Manufacturing built. This is the gun that the gun New York licensed gun dealer modified that he obtained from the manufacturer, Anderson Manufacturing, that built the gun. This is the dealer, and they had a big article about him in Schenectady, New York, that purchased the gun from the gunsmith who modified the gun, who obtained the gun from Anderson Manufacturing. That was the gun that they built. And this is the killer that purchased the gun from the dealer that obtained the gun from the gunsmith that obtained the gun from the, you know, that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
And they're basically arguing that, look, what for these sequences of events, causation, Henry Bello, the poor guy who was basically a good man in a bad karma, would not have done what he did. It was the gun that made him do it. Now, what I find also very fascinating, that if you get a print copy of this paper, they have a massive photograph of the pickup truck of the dealer, you know, with the back of his window. There's the Second Amendment, the language of the Second Amendment, and an advertisement, guns and ammo. And then below that, wait a minute, below that you see a photograph of the actual weapon that Bello used. And that is to the left of the photograph of Bello himself. So what they're creating is a narrative, as you say, Bill, an illusion to suggest that the real criminal here is not Bello, but it's the gun. And in many articles, not necessarily this one, but the suggestion is that guns somehow make people do bad thing. All right. Let me get to another point here. And this goes to very specific things. You know, look, they have a narrative. They don't want people to have guns. NY State Act doesn't go far enough. If there was no assault weapons, then Bello would not have been able to kill anyone. Well, maybe he would with a knife, an axe, a bomb, a car. There's many ways to kill someone if you got murder in your heart. But they don't talk about those things whenever an individual does kill with it. Remember, back in California, some time ago, there was a lunatic, a young kid, who felt that all women disliked him because he couldn't get a date. So he shot a couple of them. Now, that became the focal point of an article against the NRA, against guns. But what they basically just skirted through was the fact that before he went on a killing spree, he apparently rammed a car into one individual, and he killed three of his roommates with a knife. But that doesn't fit the narrative. There's no interest in knives. There's only interest in guns. So look, if you're going to talk about a firearm, then at least know what it is you're talking about. So what did they do? Santorum Baker said they talked to an official. They talked to an expert. And this expert said this. I have to read this because it's
well, we got 1 minute before the break. Can you get it?
All right, but it'll be quick.
Go.
Quote, they turned an AR-15 aiming and firepower into a World War II rifle without the bolt. Dr. Bello had trained at a firing range, the official said, and because he was shooting his victims at close range, he had no need for a gun sight. All right. It was point and shoot for him because he was shooting up close, and the lethality here was enhanced by the large range around the 223 that's in that weapon, as opposed to a handgun or something else. A 223, as I'm sure many of your listeners would know, is an intermediate round. It's not a powerful round. It's not a 30-06, for example. It's not the kind of a round that actually existed in the M1 Garand rifle that was the standard weapon of the U.S. Infantry troops in World War II. And it wasn't bolt action. It was semi-automatic. So
let me get you to hold right there.
All right.
He doesn't. He's not an expert. That's why the New York Times got him. He's not an expert. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Primary thing to take away from this little chapter is that the guys who wrote this malfeasance had a chance to come on the show and talk about it. And I would have given them ample time if it was one segment, two segments, however many, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours, it wouldn't have mattered. They simply decided to remain mum. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is exactly what they say they are. They are, you know, it's like a depot-sized place, 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Talking to Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrelli, Arbalest Quarrel about the New York Crimes Times article. Sorry, Freudian slip.
Hey, Roger, before you continue, Bill and Roger, if I may, while the show was in intermission, I Googled, did Henry Bellow have accomplices? And our article that we just posted an hour ago appears on the front page of Google, because we're the only ones to talk about accomplices, the gun, the licensed gun dealer, and the licensed gun smith, which the New York Times is blaming. The other thing is in reference to what we just heard. I think, Bill, you were saying, you know, yeah, the New York Times is doing the wrong thing. Again, I'm one to say to everybody listening to this program, instead of just, you know, turning off the station and turning off your car and going home and relaxing tonight, why don't you call up the New York Times? Why don't you call up the New York Times? It's a local call no matter where we are. And say, by the way, why didn't the reporters that wrote this article appear to defend their article on our show? Why not get a few hundred calls? So that's what I have to say.
I would like, you know, listen, if you are, I asked at the outset, does this sound like it was dictated to them? There is no gun expert. I mean, John DeLoca. John DeLoca wouldn't talk that way about a gun, would he, Stephen? He wouldn't get out there and describe this as a World War II type weapon of massive destruction and capable of smashing things all, you know, pandelirium.
Bill, without mentioning names,
yeah,
you met the person that is our expert.
Yes,
and we will never reveal his identity, but he is a top expert, and we will put him against anyone. We don't need to expose who he is. When the New York Times constantly makes reference in its articles that they have consulted with a law enforcement firearms expert or a firearms expert or a former former military expert or a former law enforcement expert. They don't mention a name. And the guy, and then the information that they write about is totally inaccurate. And Roger will talk about that. There are three classifications of ballistics, concerning, power of a projectile. The lower level, the intermediate level, and of course the high powered weapon, level that like the 3006 would fall into. This was the lowest level of the intermediate that
you know. I want to point something out. India was looking at a new primary weapon for their soldiers, and they were trying to decide between a 308 variant and a 223 variant. And the thing they were trying, and the criteria that they were looking at was 223 is designed to wound. The reason the military adopted the 223 or the 556 was because it was lighter, we could carry more of it, and every time you shoot a bad guy with one of those things, instead of one bad guy going out of the fight, it takes about seven to take care of him.
And so another reason, the firearm was manageable. It is because the assault rifle versus the assault weapon, the so-called assault weapon, what this gun, or let's put it this way, the gun that these New York Times reporters are talking about and making it an awesome weapon only because it was black and it didn't have wood grain in it, because otherwise it would look like a Winchester deer rifle with a scope and bolt action, which would be far more devastating. But I don't want to take up more of Roger's time. The point is, the New York Times alludes to consulting with an expert. They're full of crap, okay? And if they did consult with an expert, he's not too expert, because the information they provided in their article is totally false. The projectile was not a high-powered projectile, and the weapon that was used was not a fully automatic or selective fire rifle, which is an assault rifle, all right, which is a military term of art. Yeah, all right. So it just looks like an awesome looking thing. And that's their whole spiel. And we know this again, but let's stop preaching to the choir. Get everybody to call up the Times, complain. Let's get the call up your elected officials and complain. We got to stop this. That's what it's all about. Otherwise, we're just preaching to the choir.
Roger, I got about 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Okay. Well, what you had to say, Bill, is what we heard from our own expert, and certainly what Stephen had to say is absolutely true. What bothers me is that you would think that Times reporters would be very, very careful about what it is they write. They would corroborate the points they make, and to be sure that they're accurate. So we're really left, given the obvious false statements that were made, and I can understand why they would want to keep this official's name quiet. He'd be embarrassed, I think, to reveal himself. You would think, and obviously these reporters who get millions of readers don't like to be questioned. So the average person would probably agree with everything that they say. But what is then scary?
No, wait, Roger, not the average person, the average liberal Democrat type person, the 50% perhaps or 49% of the nation. But the people that are listening to Bill's program right now are our people, our guys, and we need to take action.
At any rate, what has happened here is that we have, again, an editorial that's basically cloaked in the wrapper of a news article when it is no such thing. And obviously, what you had said earlier, Bill, is absolutely true, too. The end game is to destroy all firearms, to get them out of the hands of all civilians. Before the Heller case, we would have been on that road path. Basically, handguns, whether revolvers or semi-automatics, would have been banned. These semi-automatic rifles that are the descendants of the AR-15 that was developed by Armalite. I'm sorry. Actually, I think I remember reading an article about that. I think it was a subdivision of Fairchild Camera Corporation that developed the AR-15, originally the military wanted to get something that was more conservative, like an updated M1 Garand became the M14. But be that as it may, what we have is obviously false statements, clearly false statements regarding firearms, false allusions to the fact that there's more than one individual that's really culpable here, and that Dowell somehow is the least culpable. It's really amazing how the liberal mind works.
Well, the good thing. Now, you guys have got to admit this now. I think that there is a segment of America that doesn't listen to media anymore. They don't listen to polls. They disregard all of this stuff because if they had been listening to all of this stuff, we'd be talking about President Hillary Clinton.
Yes, and by the way, I think that was a point that the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times did make today in respect to the supposedly the email revelation coming out of Donald Jr.'s meeting or whatever with this Soviet attorney. The fact of the matter is that what they can't understand is that the public doesn't really give a damn. We
right.
got other problems here.
I'm about to run out of time.
Sure.
We'll have to circle back and do this. We need to do this again. You guys need to be free on Monday.
Yes, absolutely. And check out our new article that we just posted an hour ago on Obelisk, please.
I will link to it in the podcast description. It will be linked in the podcast description. Go check that out. Go give it a read. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Now, coming up next. It's Wednesday, so it's going to be the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. That's coming up in hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.